Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our Father, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name, we magnify you, Lord. We thank you for another day, another time of refreshing in your holy presence. We thank you, everlasting God, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf and all manners of victory that you have granted us. I will say glory, honor, praises, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won into your kingdom. We thank you for all manners of testimonies that we have received as a result of the broadcast. We say, be thou lifted up, my Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified. Everlasting Father, Lord, we commit this day's broadcast into your hands and pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it, that everyone that listens to it shall be blessed. They will be drawn closer to you. They will have an encounter with you. And your name and only your name will be glorified in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today, I'll be sharing with us what I titled, Jesus is the True Friend. Jesus is the true friend. He's that friend that you need. There is no other friend elsewhere besides our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 5. See, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the pure, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loin, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The true friend that we need is our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that the Spirit of the Lord rests mightily upon him. It's been predicted before he even came that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. He's the one that the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God rest upon him. When you have such a person as a friend, then you can easily go to rest and you know that you have that person that you can truly rely on. And there is no other person for us to rely on than our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who is ready to die for his friends. The book of John chapter 10, verse 15. John 10, verse 15 says, as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. This is the one that laid down his life for you and I. How many of us can do that for anybody? But our Lord Jesus Christ is ready to lay down his life. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary so that you and I can be reconciled back to the Father. He is the true friend. He's a friend who is compassionate, who sees what we are going through, who feels what we are going through, and he shows us true compassion. In the book of Mark chapter 8, reading verse 2, he said, I have compassion on the multitude because they are now continue with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. Jesus is compassionate, Lord. He shows us his compassion. Even when we have not even asked for it, he's always there showing us his compassion. That friend that shows you his compassionate nature is our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that you can rely on at all times that he will show you compassion. He's the one who feels our pains and shed his tears for us. In the book of John chapter 11, I've just read verse 35. The Bible says Jesus wept. Jesus wept when he saw Lazarus, his friend, have been buried, and everybody there were weeping. Jesus also wept. He wept, brothers and sisters. He feels our pains. He knows what we are going through. And there is no other friend that feels our pains more than our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible also tells us that he is one that leads by good example. In the book of John chapter 13, reading from verse 5, he said, after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he gathered. And in verse 13 and 14, he says, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. He washed the feet of the disciples. He leads by example. Jesus will not tell you what he will not do. He will not tell you to do what he is not going to do. He told the disciples to wash each other's feet. But before he did that, he has already washed their feet. He is a friend that leads by example. Is a friend that prays for us. He's a friend that prays for us. In the book of Luke chapter 22, reading from verse 31, the Bible says, and the Lord says, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. He is the friend that prays for you. He prays for you every day. Our Lord Jesus Christ is interceding on our behalf. He's standing in the gap for us. So, brothers and sisters, you have a friend that prays for you. You have a friend that is thinking of you. You have a friend that cares for you. You have a friend that truly loves you. And that's our Lord Jesus Christ. So, we find out that Jesus is the one who is ready to deliver us from all our accusers. He is ready to deliver us from our accusers. In the book of John chapter 8, reading from verse 4. And they said to him, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to him, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had raised himself up, he saw no one but the woman. He said to the woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? So Jesus is not going to condemn you. Brothers and sisters, he's there to defend you from your accusers. He's there to protect you. It doesn't mean that you go about committing sins and say Jesus is there to defend me. No, that's not what I'm saying. You cannot continue to live in sin and expect that grace will abound. No, but what I'm saying is that Jesus is there to defend you from your accusers. When the enemy comes, Jesus is ready to raise his standard for you because he loves you, because he cares for you. Jesus is the best teacher. There is no one that can teach like him, because he is an authority himself. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, reading from verse 29, the Bible says, "For he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes." He teaches as one that has authority, not even just as one that has authority. He has the authority. He has the power. He's the best teacher. So when you need someone to teach you, go to him. He will teach you. He is our counselor. He's our counselor. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 9, reading from verse 6, "See, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." He is the good counselor. He will not counsel you wrongly. He will counsel you through the path of righteousness. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Are you looking for peace? Are you being troubled? Are you being chased all over the place? Why don't you come to Jesus? He's going to give you peace. He's going to give you that rest that you need. He is that person that can do that for you. He is a righteous judge. He is the righteous judge. In book of John 5, reading verse 30, "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous." His judgment is righteous. He is a righteous judge. He is the one that stands by truth. Brothers and sisters, he forgives our sins. He is ready to wipe away our sins. Brothers and sisters, all you need to do is to accept this Jesus. He's the one that can turn an hopeless situation around, no matter how hopeless that situation is. You can see in the case of the widow of Nain that she has lost her husband and she has also lost her only child. She was weeping, but Jesus came and he turned it around. The boy came back to life. Brothers and sisters, are you in an hopeless situation? Call upon Jesus. He will find a solution for you, because he's a solution provider. He is a solution provider. And above all, he's the one that whatever we ask God in his name, we will get it. How wonderful. In the book of John chapter 14, reading from verse 13 to 14, he says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Brothers and sisters, that is a blank check. Jesus is giving you a blank check, that whatever you ask in his name, you'll be given. But that will only be, there's a proviso there, and that proviso is that you have a relationship with this Jesus. If there is no relationship with him, you know, there is no way he can be able to help you. So, brothers and sisters, you are hearing me now. You don't have a relationship with our Lord Jesus. It's never too late. Don't consider that, oh, my sins are too much. No, no matter how grievous your sins are, if you come to him, he will accept you as you are, and he will cleanse you of all your sins. The only thing is saying that your repentance must be genuine. You don't go back to that sin again. Just rely on him, trust on him, hold on to him, and he will be there for you. So just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name." Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. And whatever, Lord, that is not of you in their life, let them be cleansed of them in Jesus' name. For everyone that have heard this message today, the power of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. He will guide and direct your path. He will not allow you to fail. He will not allow you to falter. He will not take any wrong decision. Every decision that you will be taking, you will be led by the Spirit of the living God. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.